can't read the report without being shocked, appalled, saddened by the treatment which was being given to those young women in Kendall House. It's really hard to imagine what it must have been like to have been a resident and to have been subject to that sort of behaviour, that sort of treatment. I think the thoroughness of the review shows that the testimony that was offered by the former residents, a number of former residents, some of whom haven't come forward before, that testimony shows that the concerns have been taken seriously. We've heard the stories. And it's also clear, as has been acknowledged, that there were occasions missed earlier when perhaps not only the church but other authorities might have intervened or might have instigated reviews or inquiries, and that wasn't taken. I can really only answer for myself in saying that when it became clear to me that the number of allegations was significantly increasing, you know, in the early 2010s, as it were, after I was appointed, and when it became clear that no one else was going to institute any kind of inquiry, that actually I had to do so, and that's what I did. Looking back, with benefit of hindsight, one can say, yes, it would have been much preferable if it had been instigated earlier, and this is one of the things for which institutionally we're apologising. But I am satisfied that when I did instigate the review, what has been done is a very, very thorough piece of work, and it hasn't tried to make excuses or hide anything. It's entirely transparent and honest.